Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the CX Goalkeeper podcast. Your host, Greg, will have smart discussions with friends, experts, and thought leaders on customer experience, transformation, and leadership. Please follow this podcast on your preferred platform. I am sure you will enjoy the next episode with the guest I selected for you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this episode of the CX Goalkeeper podcast. Today I'm thrilled because I have somebody from Switzerland, from Zug, together with me. Hi, Marta. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm super excited and honored to be here with you today, very close to you in Zug, as you said, and you told me you are in Zurich, so we are neighbors and sun is shining, so it's a beautiful day.
Great. And for the people who didn't recognize this voice, it's Marta Bockenfeld. She's really a great expert in a lot of topics. She will explain us in which one, but today it's all about metaverse, Web3, NFTs, and digital in general, and we will also deep dive in diversity. But the easiest way is, Marta, could you please introduce yourself?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm Marta Bockenfeld. I'm a Web3 advisor and investor, and also I provide AI services, as you mentioned. So these three are my passion over many, many years. So I come from innovation. I come from banking. I have over 20 years of financial services experience in banks like UBS, and I've been on supervisory boards like UniCredit. I'm still on the supervisory board of Generali. So my passion is really digital transformation, change management, and the big innovation. I love to dive into innovation, and I've been always very fortunate as a senior executive to have the opportunity with my roles as CEO or CFO to basically practice what I love. So that is not always for everyone the case. And I always worked for companies where we had huge potential for different experiences. So as a single person, you don't know everything as always. And learning is one of my top priorities.
Thank you very much, Marta. And I can say the right person at the right place, because that's my hope, that with this discussion, we can expand your knowledge, your network on the international world, also for our people listening and tuning in from the USA or from Asia. Marta is a great person in Switzerland. She's very well known, and now getting also outside on the international side, getting in this customer experience, transformation, and leadership community of the CX Goalkeeper. Thank you very much for that. Which values drive you in life?
The biggest value is for me is trust. And we have learned this very early in my family. So I have a very, very big family. And as a child, obviously, you do different things and you don't do them all, I would say, the right way. And my mother was kind of my role model, because she always said, no matter what you have done, come to me and tell me. And there were a number of times where obviously I had to go. It was not always pleasant. So establishing this trust, being very, very honest with yourself, but also with other people, is part of my life, but also part of my management style, part of my collaboration community when I work with others. So for me, it's very important that you are honest and that you can trust someone.
Thank you very much. And I think trust is also the basis of all the topics that we are going to discuss. Therefore, the perfect connection. We kick off this game. What are the current key trends you are working on in 2024?
Yeah, as you mentioned at the beginning, I follow my passion. I have extended massively on AI. So I've also extended my knowledge since a year. So at UBS already, there was a big group of people working with me from the AI part. We had over 700 people for personalization, for really content fine-tuning, for all different things you needed AI. So AI is not something really new, as we all know, but now it's a big trend. So last year, until today, I've joined several universities and different styles. So I like to also explore different things to dive deeper. And end of last year, I created with my nephew, who's mid-30s, has a brilliant digital agency. We created Femitopia. And Femitopia is close to my heart. If someone is interested, can look at this. It's really about diversity, inclusion. We work with the WWF. We work with United Nations Women. And also this year, we have renamed his digital agency, providing AI services for our avatars, for example, digital twins, content, video content, not only, but really trying to help people to get very, very good experiences translating from Web2 to Web3. So this is what I'm very passionate about. And I have the flower always. I love my events in the Metaverse once a month. So I collaborate with people. I give them a platform. And it's a very easy access. That was important for me as well. Your podcast is obviously about customer experience. And we know not everyone comes in with a big VR glasses. And first of all, they're heavy. And secondly, it's inconvenient for now, let's say. So I have a Metaverse, which is based also, you can go by mobile, you can go by desktop. And it's really about coming together, collaborating globally. So I have a big audience in Asia, in Middle East, in the US, like you. So it's wonderful to see these people and basically celebrating innovation together.
That's great. And the first note I am taking, I should contact your nephew, because then I can move from Web2 with the podcast to Web3. And the next time, perhaps we can have, using the Apple Vision Pro, this interview. I followed one of your last interviews. You spoke about the Apple Vision Pro, and you mentioned that you're also an expert in artificial intelligence. Everybody's speaking about that. It's on the top topic on every CEO agenda. Are also Metaverse, Web3, and all these topics, these digital assets, back on the CEO agendas after the delivery of the Apple Vision Pro?
Yeah, first of all, a caveat, I wouldn't call myself an expert in AI and also not in Metaverse, because I think there's so many experts and, as you say, so many trends. So every one of us is learning. And I would say that probably there are super, super experts for certain things. But as you say, the world has changed. What we have to understand, and that is for me also always an eye opener, if I look at these different technologies before, we have looked at them in isolation. So we had AI, we have blockchain, we have digital wallets, we have cryptocurrencies. And what has happened now, we have the big convergence. So all of these technologies are coming together, you can say exploding, but they are also converging. And there is a report from ARK Investment from 2023, and they're talking also about the big convergence, but they have this beautiful image where basically you have a neural network in the middle, and then you have really all the different connections for, e-cars even, so e-vehicles, you have precision medicine, you have digital currencies, and this is all interconnected. So one of the things which I'm passionate about is learning myself, but also teaching to others. So we have this Fast Future Fundamentals where we teach about future trends, and what we teach are interconnected mindsets. And when we talk about what is important now is that you understand the big convergence of technology, but you also understand there is a high interconnectivity between all these topics. And if you don't understand this as a leader, it's a problem, because you will be stuck in your silo. So that's something I think we have to put a note down, that I always have to remind myself, if I learn this piece, oh, what does this connect to? And you mentioned the Apple Vision Pro. I haven't responded to your question. And the Apple Vision Pro is, for me, is an absolute game changer. So you have seen that in my interview. I'm a big fan of it. And why I'm a big fan? Because it's different. It's more human than what we have seen. I also have the Quest, and it's a bit lighter than the Quest, but the most important is you can see the eyes. And when we talk to someone, I can be totally hidden, but the eyes tell us everything. This is also proven in neuroscience. So with the Apple Vision Pro, you can see the eyes. You are still present, which real present. And you can also go immersive when you push the button, but you have connect with your environment. And I think this is a very human experience. And secondly, they are very smart. They don't talk about the Metaverse, because that was just this world where everyone thought, oh God, you know, I can't hear that word anymore. And they're talking about spatial computing, which is part of the Metaverse layers as such. And they're talking about machine learning and not AI. And so they make it more approachable. And the second part, so first are the eyes. And the second part, you don't have joysticks. You do everything with your hands and your fingers. Again, neuroscience, when you have seen the interview, I mentioned this, that neuroscience is very important, and they have discovered that if you do things with your hands, remember when you were young and a child, everything you want to grab with your hands, you want to feel and touch, and still today, it's our haptic is very important for us. So if you have these two pieces alone, this is, for me, already a game changer. Obviously, not everyone can afford it right now. is still a bit too heavy, but we have already seen people crossing the street with it. And it's about, in the first step, it's not about full immersiveness in the virtual world. It's about augmented reality. And that's very close to us. We know this from Pokemon Go, basically, to find the Pokemon. We went everywhere. A lot of also funny things happened. But remember, now we can make use of it. When we go through the streets, we see where we are. When we drive a car, we see in front of us how it looks, where is risk. So there are a lot of great things. And in healthcare, it's mind-blowing, because in healthcare, you when you do things with augmented reality, you know how to operate, you know how to do it. And that's, for me, it's so important. How can we use this technology to improve our lives? So it's not just the fun and the gaming. It's really about what makes our life better. And that's the target we should aim for.
And what I really like from what you are sharing is also use case specific. You can do something. You mentioned, for the example of healthcare, you can enhance something, but with a specific use case. I think at the beginning, we spoke about all these new worlds, but nobody was really knowing what can happen in this new world, what will happen in this new world. And yes, there are the early adopters that are there. I also tried different metaverse versions. But for me, I was, let's say, 15 years ago, I was gaming, and was similar to these shooting games, running around without the gun, for sure. But and then was my question, okay, and now what I can get it? I tried to interact with somebody. We were not able to speak. And then I said, okay, then I need to stop this experience. And I love what you said.
As a gamer, if you come to like my metaverse, you will be totally disappointed, yeah? Because it doesn't have all the facilities that you have in the real games. And it also has a different purpose. So people love it. They are like the adult, you can say, for collaboration, for talking to each other, for learning, for also expressing yourself with an avatar. So I have a lot of creators that have a sheep as an avatar. I created an elephant as an avatar. So you can just, and this is for gamers. This is like, what are you talking about? Because my nephews are gamers, and they are like, what is your metaverse for you? So they have no, then you also see the younger generation, I'm not worried about, because they already know they are natives. They are AI natives. They are Web3 natives. I don't worry about them. They know how to do it, but it's more about us. How do we use this kind of technology to really improve? And one example is healthcare. Another big example is also education. Yes. You can educate people much, much better in virtual worlds. And just imagine when you have the physics and chemistry and you do this with augmented reality, or you have hearts and skeletons when you study medicine, and you all of a sudden you see it, you feel it, yeah? So it's very, very different from just studying a book and learning it like we used to do it until now. And I think also a lot of schools, unfortunately, are still in the old world. It's a big transition. I see that in particular in Germany, it's like, I think, oh my God, in which century are they living, yeah?
No, that's true. But on the other side, my son is 6 years old. They started working with the iPad. And this is, I think, the first step in the right direction. What I really think the Apple Vision Pro is also solving is one big issue that we have. I have now counting in front of me 6 different screens. And with the Apple Vision Pro, I can summarize everything in one. And basically is how I'm working at home. No, I don't have 6 different screens, but I have the iPhone, the iPad, my screen, the computer, the laptop from my company, and therefore that's incredible if I can summarize everything in one.
What I also love about it is exactly as you say, is that, I mean, the beauty is there are closed system in one sense, but on the other sense, maybe people don't realize you have all your application, as you mentioned. So you have your Microsoft applications, you just boom, they are there. And it's a bit like, it always reminds me Tom Cruise Minority Report. Yeah, not the story, but where he did this 15, 16 years ago. And we were all like, oh my God, you know, he can move, exactly. He can see. And now we can do it. And as we do it with the hands, and we do it, as you say, we have it all around us. And that is also what we should remember when we talk about augmented, or when we also talk about virtual world. It's not something we step into. It's really, the vision is all around us. We don't notice it anymore, for good and for bad, in certain senses, as we have seen in science fiction. But it makes complete sense because it enhances, it doesn't replace anything.
Exactly. And now we spoke about some example, healthcare, medicine, and then education. How can businesses strategically elevate their brand visibility, enhance customer engagement, let's say, stay in the game, leveraging Web3, Metaverse, and all this technology? From my point of view, and sorry for interrupting you before answering, so a lot of companies are still struggling with Web2, being in the social media, being able to answer to requests and so on. What's your view on that?
I think we have some very, very good examples from some big companies like Starbucks and Nike. They are totally traditional companies. Starbucks has been very successful with their digital wallet and their digital transformation, you can say. It's a product everyday use where you think, why digitize or what is behind it? But they are so successful that most of the revenues come now from basically how they have digitally transferred also the customer experience. Now, the next level they have a Web3 offering, but they don't call it Web3. They don't call it NFTs. It's a loyalty programs with stamps that you most likely are familiar with. So you collect, but you don't just collect for your coffee. You can collect completely new experiences, and you have a marketplace. In the old world with loyalty programs, very, very expensive. It wasn't owned by basically, it's my mileage program, but I cannot easily transfer or sell. I don't get special experiences. Even Lufthansa now has an NFT program, but they call it NFT. I think Star Wars is better. And the second example is Nike. I mean, Nike is mind-blowing because Nike, very, very traditional company. And they also learned that it's difficult to innovate yourself. So that is also an example for, it's very good if you innovate with not building another department of innovation, like maybe Apple has done and other companies, it also helps, but better you recruit, you hire, you acquire, like they have done Artifact with the crypto sneakers. So the digital sneakers is the beginning of a transformation into Web3. But this is really, you can say Nike now in this transformation is targeting users in Web3. And while Starbucks is targeting existing users. So it's very important like that you have a strategic mindset and that you're very clear which users you want to target, what should be the experience, what is the change you want to deliver. Because in ideal scenario, you want to be the Apple of this world, which has changed the experience. And it doesn't just, you just copy an experience. Like now we all, as you say, your kids, iPad, and even my nieces, they are very young. They touch the TV, yeah, and think nothing is happening here. They have Alexa at home, so they know, okay, now TV, change this and change that. So changing those experiences is in ideal scenario what you can deliver. And this is what Nike is doing, is changing experiences. Again, they have a marketplace. They have creators. You can now co-create your sneakers for digital and non-digital. They were the first ones. They had a hoodie with an NFC, which means near field ship. Yeah, like you have in your key. And you could get a hoodie with augmented reality. So running through street with your wings. Always loving wings. So it sounds like fun. But on the other side, if you use those NFCs for which some companies are doing, Mukla just came out today. They want to have more transparency where goods are coming from. And also customers demand, yeah? So everyone wants to know, where is this from? And is it sustainable? And what do I do with it when it's broken? And is it original? All this kind of things you can now do on, we talked a bit about Web3, but you can do now with blockchain. So this technology is really helping us. So my advice to CEOs, learn also, the top has to learn AI. So it's not like IT department. If you give AI to IT department to solve, this is for me is a wrong part. It's really the leadership management has to all have the classes in AI. They have to all learn what the potential is. So it's really starting yourself as a leader. And that's why I also have my own metaverse, because I know the difficulties, I know the challenges when I talk to CEO, when I talk to clients. It's not theory. And also I have AI services. So I know how hard it is to create a digital twin or an avatar or, you know, content, and so that it all comes together. It's not like a given. Because if you talk about it in theory, it might be nice, but you have to have the touch and feel. So CEO, management team, get your hands dirty in quotes, get into it, and you will have so much fun is the first step. And the second step, make this a strategic choice. Don't make this an IT choice. I think it's very important. And the third one is check mindset and culture in your company. So as soon as you yourself on the top change and learn, also the people around you will obviously like to change and learn, and it will be fun. It will be usually, it will be just like game changer for you, and it will be so different. You will see so many new things, which are so exciting.
And you are talking about different mindset and understanding that. And this is one topic that you also love. It's about diversity and inclusion. In this evolving landscape, everything is changing. How do you anticipate the role of diversity and inclusion? What will happen? What should companies do about that?
There are like hundreds, thousands, millions of tools how to do it. And in my view, why don't we have more women in leading roles? Why don't we have more women in tech? It's really a mindset issue. So we need to have more leaders also being role models, male and female, and supporting others. That's a whole trick, you can say. I mean, you have a lot of quotas, but the more people you have to support each other, and technology can help with that. Because if you have, for example, you have disabled people, there was a woman who cannot talk. Now she can talk through her avatar. Yeah. So she can participate globally. Amazing. Because with brain waves, you don't have to even implant it. They are not so ear kind of earplugs, brain chip interfaces. These are access. You have better access, and you also have more personal access. So how many children we have who are not really following at school or who are autistic? Yeah. So all of this can be done with and bridged with technology. And this is also what I believe. One is a mindset, but second, use the technology we have to have more access, to have wider spread of how you learn, and to make it more suitable for the individual person. So it's not only about male and female, it's also about this openness, community-driven diversity, where you really help each other and carry each other to the new heights, you can say.
Thank you for this explanation. I think CEOs, senior leaders, they have a lot of inputs. They are getting information. They need to keep up with technology. This is this topic about diversity and inclusion, organizational costs, topics, and so on. What are leadership qualities that you think are really critical to foster this innovation mindset into companies?
The first biggest, I would say, is empathy. Yeah. So we sometimes... or sometimes we really forget it's not about the technology, it's really about the human being. So the more you can feel what happens around you, the more successful, in my view, you will be. Because you get a good sense, you can motivate people much better, and critical thinking. So as you say, you have tons of consultants, you have tons of information coming to you. I have this every day. And you have to be critical in all respects. So use your brain. You are smart. Otherwise, you wouldn't be a leader, I assume. So use it and just stay also focused. What is important? What do you want to do? And be open-minded to evolution. So embrace transformation. Be a cultural change maker. And what is the third point? What is sometimes forgotten when you are a leader, you need to learn every day. And when I say every day, some leaders, which I think is excellent, are now taking out a day, a full day, a week, to just say, now this day is dedicated to my learning. So it's not only once a month or once a year, or you had these training sessions before, or you do it online. That won't work anymore, because you cannot rely. Or you should not rely. I mean, people have obviously in leadership roles. I had this. You have tons of other people who who are working for you and who digest and who give you little pieces. But I've been always of the view, I want to know myself. Obviously, not the last little detail, because we all work agile. So we want to give lots of responsibility, but you need to dive into certain things. So you need to learn also certain skills. So it's empathy, it's learning, it's open-minded, critical thinking, analytical thinking, technical skills.
Thank you very much. And these are important skills. I would have 200 additional questions, but we are coming to an end of this game. Before leaving you and thanking you for all these insights that you are sharing, we still have 3 minutes in the extra time. In 10 years from now, we are back on the CX Goalkeeper podcast. What are we discussing?
And the biggest, obviously, topic I believe we will be discussing is humanity and our society.
Thank you very much. What's the best way to contact you? You mentioned it's important to learn. I think the audience is also willing to learn because they are following this podcast. And the best thing is also to follow you, to deep dive into your work and understand what you're doing.
Yeah, I'm active on LinkedIn every day. So I'm sharing all my knowledge, which I learn for myself, but also for my clients. I share my Metaverse events, other events. So please follow me on LinkedIn. And hopefully I can share with you what I have learned.
Thank you, Marta. And for the audience, you will find all the contact details and in addition also the interview that Marta mentioned on the Apple Vision Pro in the show notes. Now we are coming to the last question. Is Marta's golden nugget it's something that we discussed or something new to leave to the audience?
So I think what is very important that you always try and you also take the risk to fail, but you never fail to try.
Thank you very much for your time. It was really a great pleasure to have you on the CX Goalkeeper podcast. Thank you, Marta.
Thank you for having me. It was wonderful. Thanks.
Please, Marta, stay with me to the audience for today. We conclude our discussion. I hope that you enjoyed this discussion as much as I did. We love feedback. Feel free to share it with me or directly with Marta. Thank you very much and bye-bye.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed this episode, please share the word of mouth. Subscribe it, share it. Until the next episode, please don't forget, we are not in a B2B or B2C business, we are in a human-to-human environment. Thank you!